You shine with the light, and you'll shine to light from this moment on, of your intuition and listening to it, and the subconscious does this to make it so for you, taking responsibility. You used to have this mold, this environment of which all of us are unconscious, for it was a part of you once before there. It was the very expression of your desires, fears and hopes. While you were conformed consciously or thoughtfulnessly to this system, you are not a complete individual. You now realize that to understand this environment and be free of it yourself. Not only is it necessary to know one, all the hidden, stored up influences in the unconscious, but to know what you are in conflict with. And as you have already seen, each one of us is the result of not separate from our environment. You also begin to realize that contradictions is part of the environment. It is not separate from it. We are part of the environment, which is religion, education, social morality, business values, traditions, beliefs, various impositions of churches, governments, the whole process of the past, those which we are all superficial conditioning, and there are also the inward unconscious responses to those superficial conditionings. You now appreciate the value of understanding not only the conscious but also the unconscious mind, subconscious. The subconscious mind is much more powerful, much more insist, much more directive, much more conservative than the conscious mind, because the conscious mind is merely the educated mind which adjusts itself to the environment. How is the subconscious?